Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. We look ahead to the readings now for this Sunday, the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. But it's never ordinary. I often say that, I know, but I do mean it. It is, nothing is ordinary when we're speaking about God and what God wants to accomplish in us and through us. We don't really open ourselves to the work of the Holy Spirit to show us more and more the vision of God, of who God is, of what God is about, and the part that we play in that. And so much of that revelation of who we are and the part God wants us to play, so much of that comes from a personal relationship with God, with spending time with God, spending time before the Blessed Sacrament, frequent reception of the Eucharist, because as we're purified, the light of God can shine more clearly, not only in us, but through us, for the sake of others. Magnificat magazine, in speaking about the readings for this Sunday, says this: Peter can declare with certainty that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, because of the way that his own life had changed since the first day that he met Jesus. Have you met Jesus? When did you meet Jesus? When did you recognize that you were a Christian, that you had a relationship with the living God? When did that happen for you? And Magnificat magazine goes on to say, the evidence for Peter's bold claim, his creed, is the fact that association with this man had brought about a transformation of everything in his life, especially those things most resistant to change. That is, the ordinary circumstances of life. Only God with his unsearchable ways could effect such a newness. The fact that Christ wants to use Peter as an instrument by which the Lord will open heaven to the world is surprising, but it's not shocking. Just as Peter has come to recognize God through the humanity of the man Jesus, God's method of self-communication will continue through the humanity of the Apostle Peter. God wants to speak to us. God longs to reveal himself to us if we're open, if we're going to the sources from which we can gain the understanding and be open to the action of God in our own lives. Opening prayer for today says, O God, who caused the minds of the faithful to unite in a single purpose, grant your people to love what you command and to desire what you promise. There's a life's goal right there, to love what Jesus commands, because he wants us with him forever. That's why he commands it, to love what he commands and to desire what he promises, that amid the uncertainties of this world, our hearts may be fixed on that place where true gladness is found. True gladness, true joy, true peace, true wisdom, true understanding. First reading for today is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 22, verses 19 to 23. Thus says the Lord to Shebna, master of the palace, I will thrust you from your office and pull you down from your station. On that day I will summon my servant, Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and gird him with your sash and give over to him your authority. He shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. I will place the key of the house of David on Eliakim's shoulder. When he opens, no one shall shut him. When he shuts, no one shall open. I will fix him like a peg in a sure spot to be a place of honor for his family. Brothers and sisters, are we open to the way in which the Lord wants to use us? Just because we have a career, or just we have a particular vocation in life, whether it's marriage or religious life, whatever it may be, is that the limit of God's plan for us? No, that simply is the context in which he reveals himself to us. As mothers and fathers, as consecrated people, single people, wherever we are, whatever we have chosen, wherever our life has taken us, God wants to speak to us in that context and reveal more of who he is and who we are in him. Psalm 138, Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forsake the work of your hands. I will give you thanks, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. Do you do that? Do you give thanks to him? In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple. You know, whenever you enter into praise, especially at the liturgy, but wherever you are, even privately, even in your own bed if you're ill, when you offer praise to God, the angels of God join in on that worship. You're never alone. Read the scriptures. I will give thanks to your name because of your kindness and your truth. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. Have you known that yet? Draw near to him. Put your life at his disposal. Ask him to activate all the gifts of baptism, confirmation, Holy Eucharist. Ask him to activate all the gifts. They're not intended to lie dormant somewhere. They're intended to be used both for your holiness of life, but also that you might be a sign of that for others and a help to others. Live the life that God gives us. Live the life that he intends for us. And even in the midst of the crosses and the pain, you'll know a deep, deep joy that will nourish and strengthen you. Paul to the Romans chapter 11, verses 33 to 36. Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how inscrutable are his judgments, how unsearchable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, who has given the Lord anything that he may be repaid? For from him, and through him and for him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Look who wrote that. Paul. Paul who was out persecuting Christians. Paul who was a teacher of the law. Paul who took great pride in himself. Look what happened. He met the Lord. He really met the Lord. Knocked him to the ground. Sometimes God has to do that to us. But how much easier if we just willingly yield? Ask for the grace. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 to 20. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father." Peter didn't work that out on his own. God the Father revealed it to him. Do you draw close to the Lord daily? Do you give him time daily? Do you seek after him? When you're confused and bewildered, do you seek after him? And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. He's revealing himself. He's revealing himself to poor guys, fishermen, hard workers, very hard workers. Not a lot of education, not the first ones, not a lot of background. When I've talked about scripture, I've had people say to me, well, I don't have a degree in theology, or I don't have a degree in scripture. I can't understand that. Yes, it's good to read good books, absolutely, but you don't need all kinds of degrees to enter into a relationship with God. You need to repent of your sin. You need to believe his word. Yes, read to understand his word. Yes, sometimes books can be very, very helpful. But the key is look at the living word of God and tell Jesus, I belong to you. I want to follow you more. I want to be the son or daughter of your father. I want to be in your family. Lead me, guide me, teach me. Then read the scripture every day and read good books. But it's not degrees that count. It's your relationship with God. It's your willingness to obey him. It's your willingness to follow him. It's your willingness to conform your life by his grace and power. Don't do it on your own. You can't. But by his grace and power to more and more allow your life to be shaped in his image and likeness. When you do that, you're going to enter much more deeply into a personal relationship with God. And God will reveal himself to you. Jesus looks at each one of us and he says, just like he did in this gospel, he says, who do you say that I am? He puts that question before you right now, today, this weekend. Who do you say that I am? And I ask you to seek him so that the answer to that question doesn't just come from your mind, but it comes from a heart that says, you are my Savior, my Lord, my Redeemer, my Father. And I will follow you all the days of my life. That's what happened to these early disciples. And God's grace is extended to you right now. He wants to draw you to himself. Don't look for bells and whistles and trumpet blasts. Just quietly tell him. And quietly he will respond to you. And then every day from here on out, say to the Lord every day, you get out of bed in the morning if you can. Just get down on your knees and say, Lord, I give you my life today. It belongs to you. And watch what God begins to do in your life. May God lead you and may he bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.